This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I woke up this morning sneezing, like out of a dead sleep, sneezing, which then aggravated my
herniacal
issue that I've got going on down there. And then on top of that, I get out of bed. I think I counted, Scott, like 12. I got all the way up to
that's
a Scott Parks-esque.
Way to go.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm sick, but I'm a little stuffy.
I sneezed 10 times on the way home from work last night. Started right here at Metcalf and Shawnee Mission Parkway and continued all the way to Nema. Okay.
That sounds like a safety hazard.
It was. Because about my third or fourth, so I started sneezing where I live, and then I got into the car, kept sneezing, and then I'm exiting to get out onto the highway, and you know when it's coming, and it's coming, but it won't? But it's, you're right there. I was like, come on and just do it already. And then it was like,
and you know what this is.
Then as I'm driving, I actually thought to myself, I'm going to die trying to complete this transaction.
Dan, in the future, do not see Sam and I are experts at this.
Yeah, I know.
Do not interrupt Dana in the middle of an unintended Dana-ism.
Will you just acknowledge that it could kill you if you are trying to merge onto a highway and that thing won't come out?
We totally forgot what you were talking about because Scott and I are just letting you roll on the Dana-ism.
Off the air, I go, you're getting all of this, right? Every minute, every second of what she's doing. And then Dan goes, well, you know.
I just want you to look up. Has anyone ever died sneezing on an interstate? Because I bet you get results.
I'm sure.
But then how would you know because they're dead? You would have to have, like, a witness.
The first story that pops up, when sneezing kills.
Oh,
the
yes.
CDC says
Lay
that roughly
me.
9 people per day are killed by distracted driving.
No! From a sneezer?
No, this is conflating facts here.
In that water?
Well, you know what's going on for the both of you. You know what this is with all the sneezing.
Sneezing may cause sudden death. I knew it.
What's this? This is late onset allergies.
I don't know what it is. I about died
in the middle
on 435.
Of the winter?
No, because of your age.
Oh.
You're getting allergies.
You're the oldest person on this show. You have no room to make fun of our ages.
Yeah, but I'm not the boomer.
Wow.
The National Institutes of Health released this. The dangers of sneezing, a review of injuries.
Well, of course it's dangerous.
I will peruse. There were 52 unique reports of sneeze-related injuries in the literature that were categorized into 6 areas of injury. Laryngeal, ocular, intrathoracic, intracranial.
That's what I had last night.
Otolic and other. I'm other. Car wreck would be other. The median age of subjects who suffered a sneeze injury was 40 years old, with 81% being male. Look at
that. Have you ever sneezed just once? Like just one sneeze and you're done?
Oh, I'm a single sneezer.
I'm not. I have never sneezed just once.
Now, I am a very aggressive sneezer. I have had the sneeze-related injury where if I'm not hydrated and my neck is already kind of tense, maybe I'm stressed out about something, I will sneeze so hard that I strain a muscle in my neck.
My grandfather had one of those sneezes that would clear a room. It was loud. It was angry. It was aggressive. And he was not a loud, angry, or aggressive person. But that Grandpa Norman would sneeze, and it would come out like, ah! Like, it, like a screaming, shouting, low command of some sort. And I remember my grandmother, after two or three, would go, honey, honey.
Now, there is an element of really selling the sneeze. I can't imagine that some people out there who have the sneeze that you were just describing, that's not the natural sound that happens when they sneeze. They are adding that sound to it.
Yeah, but he was not a draw attention to him. He was a farmer, Sam. It's so weird because he was not that kind of guy.
Especially some of the high-pitched sneezes that I hear.
Okay, can we talk about the girl that sneezes and it's a squeak?
Like when it changes octave, that's not natural. There's no way that you naturally changed octave in your sneeze.
We all know that one person who has that very unfortunate high-pitched squeak.
Oh, the
achoo! Yeah.
Achoo!
And it's like, what are you doing?
Or it goes, achoo! I'm like, that, what? You took a breath in the middle.
What was that?
Achoo! There are people that sneeze that way. That's not real.
Very funny. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl on Sunday, knock on wood, everybody, Pat Riley says he will allow the Chiefs to print merchandise with three-peat on it.
Now, for a price.
Well, maybe. It doesn't say in the story. But Kansas City businesses, i.e. Charlie Hustle, will not be given that permission.
No.
Only the Chiefs.
Yeah.
There's going to be plenty of shirts out there.
But here are some of the other ones that are being thrown around, like, that companies are going to use instead of three-peat. Chiefs Pete, I think you mentioned this one the other day, Dan. Pat Trick, i.e. hat trick, and Reed Pete.
Oh.
Reed Pete.
Reed Pete. Okay, that one's a stretch.
You don't think Chiefs Pete is?
No, but I'm still a big fan of Pat Trick.
Yeah, I think Pat Trick is really good.
Sam was the first to come up with that. That was good.
Oh, were you, Sam, was it you?
Yeah, Dan stole it from me the other day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So apparently you will be able to get some merch. It will have to be Chiefs produced only that says three-peat on it.
Yeah, and if you go to the parade, if we have one, if it's warranted, you can walk up and down the street and there will be people with wares to sell. And
illegally.
They will have probably three-peat stuff. Possibly.
All right, quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name's Scott.
What about Sneeze Pete?
Here on KMBC.
Achoo. Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.